Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing. Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director, Kevin Schaefer.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, January 14th, 2020. I recently watched The Ataxian, a 2015 documentary about Kyle Bryant, a bicyclist living with Friedreich's ataxia. Friedreich's ataxia is a rare disease which shares commonalities with SMA. The film showcases a 3,000-mile bike race across the United States, completed by Bryant and his friends to raise awareness for FA. Even though the film doesn't explicitly focus on the lives of people with FA, The Ataxian is a powerful story of resilience and adventure. Most of the film chronicles the group's 9-day journey and features Bryant's story. Yet the filmmakers also do a great job providing insight into the broader FA community. I love stories where people with disabilities are front and center. I feel empowered when I see a character who mirrors my own story in some capacity. Still, some people seem to think that media representation isn't worth caring about. Just go on Twitter and you'll see what I mean. To those people, I say I will not rest until I see the post-apocalyptic sci-fi blockbuster of my dreams. The protagonist, a quadriplegic vigilante, has a weaponized wheelchair and robotic assistants. I've already written this story as a comic book, so Hollywood can feel free to call me anytime. Last February, I pitched a story about a young woman with SMA to a comics anthology. The short story dealt with themes of romance, virtual reality, and ableism. Eventually, the anthology fell through, but I found myself unable to let this story go. One night, I decided that the story would work better as a short graphic novel. I was excited, but I also felt that I needed a co-writer to help me flesh out the story and the characters a little bit more. I emailed a good friend of mine, and she enthusiastically agreed to join me on this project. The graphic novel is coming along, though I can't say too much else right now. But it's been a labor of love for my collaborators and myself. I've even enjoyed some of the more tedious aspects of the editing and rewriting process. Storytelling is one of my passions, but I'm particularly excited to tell this story. Comics tend to emphasize diversity, but few books feature protagonists in wheelchairs. This comic is my opportunity to change the status quo. Just knowing that the cover will feature a character with SMA is enough to motivate me, not to mention the fact that I have an amazing team working with me. We've witnessed a surge of media representation in recent years. More films, TV shows, and books feature various racial, religious, and sexual minorities. Now it's time for people in wheelchairs with robotic arms and feeding tubes to tell our stories. Let 2020 be the year of disability representation, and let it continue in the years to come. Oh, and I am serious about someone calling me about my post-apocalyptic sci-fi western. People loved The Mandalorian, and they'll love my idea too. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forums Moderator and Vlogger. I wanted to let you guys know about some of the great conversations going on in our forums that we'd love for you to be a part of at smanewstoday.com/forums. Alyssa recently received her new wheelchair that replaces her 10-year-old one. She's referring to it as Rizzo. Although Rizzo has lots of useful new features, Alyssa is struggling with adjusting to some aspects, namely the joystick sensitivity. She wants to know if others struggle with these issues as well. Do you give your rides a name? I posted about how I wouldn't mind if the board game Operation had a PCA version where it would buzz when my PCAs touched their face. After one of my caregivers came to work with a cold, I realized how often she inadvertently touches her face. What do you do when a PCA shows up at work under the weather? Another community member posted about the moment her young nephew realized she was different. In the end, he was cool with it. She is still human after all. What have been some of your interactions with young kids? Do they notice your disability right away? We're also talking to parents about managing caregivers. By talking about what works for us, we hope everyone can find what works for them. For our Monday motivation topic, Kevin Schaefer shares his latest column and talks about how important it is not just to focus on the negative and serious aspects of our disability, but also the humorous interactions we face. Have you encountered scenarios that lighten your day? We'd love to hear about them. Head on over to smanewstoday.com/forums to share. Have a great day, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.